Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to another Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. Mark Schatz is here, and my name is Paul Adams, and we're ready to study in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 7. Last time we talked about how it is a fact that there was going to come a falling away before the Lord comes again. We are still awaiting the Lord's coming, but we realize that there have been many falling away from the truth that is found within God's Word. Many have been deceived, and many have been deceiving those things that are found as truth within God's Word. And so today we'd like to continue that kind of thinking, and we'll begin in reading in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we'll begin at verse 7. And Mark, why don't you read down through verse 10?
It says there, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders."
Mark, as we were studying this, there's many things about this that we really just don't know the answers to, but there's some things that are very obvious to us. When he talks about a falling away that was going to come forth, we realize that it was already at work at the time in which these Christians lived. And we see some things about that falling away. First of all, not everyone believes and receives the truth, and people can be deceived. Mark, what do you think we can do to keep from being deceived?
Well, we've read in other places, and we've even seen here with the Thessalonians, that in order to not be deceived, that we have to have a love for the truth. We have to realize and acknowledge that there's truth and then there's falsehood, and we have to seek out the truth. We have to love the truth. We have to know that truth comes from the mouth of God, and we see that here, that truth comes from the right source. As you look through here, he's talking about, and we looked last week, at the first part of this chapter, and he talked about those who wouldn't believe the truth. He talks about an apostasy that comes. He talks about the type of person who would not love the truth. They would oppose the truth, and they would exalt themselves above things. And as we continue on here in verse 7, he continues talking about this mystery of lawlessness. As you said, it was already at work back then. It still continues to work now. And one of the reasons, one of the value in studying about this type of thing here, even though we don't know the answers to absolutely everything and every little question that might arise, is we see that we have to have that love for the truth. But we also see that there is falsehood, and we have to be careful. As we look through here, Paul, it talks about, and you can see that there's some good lessons that we can learn from this. What do you see as we continue through 7 and on down into that?
Well, I see some things that are true here that we have to realize as we work to not be deceived by anyone who teaches a false thing. First of all, we realize that inherent in this is that God reveals truth. And so God has given us the truth. And God will not force you to believe His truth. In fact, if you reject His truth, He will allow you to believe a lie. That's part of man's free will. And so God wants you to believe the truth. He gives you the truth. He lays it out in His Word, but He won't force you to believe it. And in fact, if you want to, you can believe something that is not true. But God restrains that. You know, it's the temptation to believe some falsehood is not so strong that we can't resist it. I think about what Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, how no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, and how God will provide that way of escape. The truth is the way of escape out of error. And so God puts that restraining influence on there. And what we realize also is that men will teach false things, men will believe false things, but God will hold them accountable. He uses these powerful words, consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. And so we realize that while God won't make you believe the truth, that by rejecting his truth, you stand in judgment of God. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, when you look through this and you see the consequences of not believing the truth, and that's very heavy in the first part of this chapter. There's consequences to not believing the truth, that you're going to encounter opposition or restraint from God, and you're going to encounter judgment. You're going to encounter bad results like this destroying and slaying, and we'll see that as we go on down through here. These people, these Thessalonians, they were just so praised for their love for the truth, even when they were being persecuted, even when they may have had a reason in their mind to give up on the truth in order to get away from some persecutions, they held on to it and they clung on to it. But this chapter 2 that we're looking at, we see that not everyone was like those Thessalonians. Some wanted to believe a lie. Some were going to be deluded or deceived by a lie. Some loved lawlessness. And God was going to allow that. He doesn't approve of it. He's going to restrain it. And then ultimately we see that at his appearance, that full truth will be revealed, and those who didn't love the truth will be punished.
Yeah, that is an outstanding theme in this passage. There is a real danger in the days in which these Thessalonians lived and in the days in which we live, that it's over and over again in this section about rejecting the truth is an incredible danger. When either because it's hard for us to practice or we're deceived because we don't know what the truth says and we believe something other than that, or whatever it is, there's this incredibly stern warning about departing from the truth. And when we do that, God will let us believe any lie we want to believe, but he wants us to believe the truth. Mark, with that in mind, why don't you go ahead and read verses 11 and 12, and let's think about, as we read that, about if it really matters what you believe or not.
Okay, verse 11 says, "For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence, so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness."
When God gives us the truth, we need to see how valuable that is, how important that is. But when we reject his truth, God will let us believe a lie. He'll let us believe something that is false. He will let us believe error. And so as we look at that, Mark, we realize that those who reject the truth, that they stand condemned.
Yeah, it's interesting as you look at verses 10, 11, and 12 through here, there's some repetition or there's some things that talk about the idea, so as to be saved, it says in verse 10. And when you look at the phrase, so as to be saved, your mind should say, what? What would cause us or them to be saved? And you see in verse 10, it says, receiving the love of the truth so as to be saved. So in order to be saved, we have to love the truth. We have to acknowledge that there's error, and we have to acknowledge that there's truth, and we have to have this love for the truth. And not just having a love for the truth, but if you combine that down in verse 12, it says they would be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness. We can reasonably conclude here in verse 10 that so as to be saved, we need to love the truth, we need to believe the truth, and we need to let it permeate our lives so that we live as though we love and believe the truth, and then we'll be pleasing to God, and we won't have this perishing, we won't have this hostility from God. We will have his pleasure when he returns, and he'll call us to him.
Well, as we read this passage, I will have to admit that I find it to be a difficult passage, but there are some outstanding truths that every person listening to this broadcast today ought to reveal, and that is that you can hear, you can believe, you can know, and you can obey the truth. God won't make you, but you can, and when you'll turn to God's truth, you can be saved. And maybe you'd like to study more about that truth that can save. And we'd love to talk with you about that. Send us an email at truth@ellettsvillechurchofchrist.com. truth@ellettsvillechurchofchrist.com. We hope you'll continue studying with us and join us again next week for a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.